How rich is the Amazon guy? He's the richest. Did you get your flu shot? And Pink is playing the Super Bowl. This is a Wednesday edition of the Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.
There you are, Jennifer. It's good to be back. Good to be back in the Morning Feed saddle, as you said.
Good to have you back.
Thanks. It's been a little under the weather, and that's my story. I'm sticking to it, and it has nothing to do with the sub-zero temperatures in Chicago.
Yeah, the timing of that.
Yeah, you know.
Well, you sound still a little stuffed up, so we'll take your word for it.
My head, I thought my head would just explode, and I was kind of looking forward to that.
I got to get this on film.
Yeah, all right. Hey, let's get on with things. Jeff Bezos, the Amazon guy, is apparently the richest person in history.
Richest ever.
Ever, yeah. And that's it's a little skewed, but I'll explain to you why.
All right.
According to Bloomberg's billionaire tracker, he's worth $105.1 billion. That was earlier this week. It eclipses the record previously held by Bill Gates from Microsoft fame. Now, Forbes is going to come in and put a little damper on Bezos' celebration. And they say that he's only worth $104.4 billion, and that's at least when not factoring in inflation.
Okay.
So, and they say that, like, if you factored in inflation back in, like, 99 when the big tech bubble was going on out there, Gates actually was worth, like, $150 billion. So... it's all numbers.
At that point, what difference does it make?
Right? You can really skew things to make it say whatever you want. But the gist of it is most of his money comes from 78.9 million shares of Amazon stock that he owns. And that went way up on Monday. And he, which put him into that richest person ever category. He also owns part of the Washington Post and Blue Origin, which I did not know is Blue Origin is a private space travel business that intends to take tourists to space.
Yeah.
Now we'll find out for sure if he holds on to this spot. Like, you know, any change in the Amazon stock could fluctuate how much he's actually worth. Forbes will be out with the official list in March. So if the Amazon stock can hold on, then you're looking at Bezos to take over for Bill Gates, who's been like the richest guy in the U.S. for years now.
Right. So wow, it's just I can't even.
It's unfathomable.
Wrap my mind around that.
$100 billion.
I mean, even $1 billion.
$1 billion.
Even $1 million. Can't wrap my head around it.
Yeah.
Right. Either way, more power to him, right?
Exactly. You know, keep giving me the 2-day shipping and free and great prices, and I'll be right there with you.
Exactly. Well, Rob, as we mentioned, you've been a little under the weather,
and a
lot of people have. This is shaping up to be just a really rough flu season this year.
How many people do you know that are sick right now?
Three, four.
Yeah.
You know, within the last week.
My Facebook feed is just a constant complaint of people talking about their ailments
and
at this point.
I'm actually feeling a little not good, but I don't know if it's psychosomatic from reading about people who've had the flu.
Imagine that you could get sick just from reporting about it.
I know. I've been a little stuffed up, but, you know. But it's rough. And this year's flu shot apparently might not be as powerful.
It's not.
It's a strain.
Yeah, it's between like 10 and 23% effective rate.
Right. But you should still get it, myself included. I haven't gotten one.
It might be a little late right now, right?
Once you're
into the flu season.
No, I think they say. I mean, even in the spring, you can still
get
it.
Oh, really? Okay.
It goes through. I don't think it's actually peaked yet, which is a little scary.
Yeah, right.
It's just come on strong. I think you can get it throughout the season. And, you know, CDC still says get the shot, take the basic precautions. I can't say it enough. Wash your hands frequently. Don't touch your mouth or your eyes. Stay home if you're not feeling good. And, it's sad. I mean, NPR, at last count, it looks like more than 100 people have died across the country. This is since mid-December.
Isn't that crazy? Imagine dying from the flu.
I know, but it's rough. I mean, even young people, and especially California, they've had at least 27 people younger than 65 die of the flu, and this was as of last Friday. I think I saw like a 21-year-old guy, you know, fit, athletic, died. Yeah, it's just, it's a rough season. So. Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess get your shot. You know, I haven't had one in years. And only because when I did get – the last time that I got one, I got the flu so bad.
Yeah.
I was so sick. And I'm like, would this have happened if I didn't get that shot?
Right.
I don't know. But I have never had that type of flu again since I got that shot. So
yeah.
And I usually stay away. I'm one of those guys.
I've actually never had one.
Oh.
So.
And here you are still kicking, doing the morning
feet.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah. Stay well, everybody.
Right.
Don't do that for effect, Rob.
What about us?
I kid. I know, you're really sick. Work.
It's for the show. I do it for my craft. Hey, we got some Pink playing here, and you know why?
Yeah, it's
going to
be a big year for her. But I'll be telling like I don't know.
Okay. Well, Jennifer, she is going to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl, which I think is totally cool. I wish she would actually play like the halftime show.
I know.
I don't know if I need another Justin Timberlake again or whatever, but he's who's playing this year. But I would love to see her like actually play the halftime show.
Yeah, I mean, she's a great performer.
Oh, my God,
singer.
So good.
I mean, yeah, the kind of show that she puts on. I'm like, how do you sing and dance and...
Maybe she doesn't, but you know.
I don't know.
Anyway, last year Luke Bryan sang it. The year before was Lady Gaga. So there you go. Good company there at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
All right.
It's always fun, even, you know.
Do you go to a Super Bowl party? Do you ever do anything for
some? Yeah.
Right on.
It's always a good time.
Yeah.
Put your bets down, you know.
I know, right? We make crazy bets during the whole game. It's kind of a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right, we love our hashtags, and we haven't had that many good ones for 2017 so far. But this one we think is pretty good. It's hashtag lesser, and it's very topical.
It is very topical.
Hashtag lesser known cold remedies.
And these are, hey, if all else fails, why not give it a shot? Including this first one, which sounds kind of cool, kind of gross, actually. Now that I think about it, at Game Name 86, taking a bath in hot cocoa.
Yeah, it sounds sticky.
Yeah,
sounds
I was thinking,
sticky.
Oh, you know, hot chocolate, whatever. You could drink it. I'm like, no, it's bath water. I think that.
Yeah, I know, right? Still bathing in it.
It was strong.
There's still a lot of me in there that I wouldn't want to drink anything off of. I've got a little theme in the ones that I've picked. See if you can pick it out. At Lola B says, hair of the dog. Whatever that dog may be.
At Pat_4291_Mac. Stuff your nostrils with garlic cloves.
Garlic. Everybody likes to break out garlic.
Garlic's
for
always
some
like
some sort
the,
of remedy to something.
Well,
you know?
I mean, if they can get rid of vampires.
True.
Why not?
Why not the flu, right? At Gordon Sweldune says a shot of Jose Cuervo and lick your honey.
At JP Junior Country, putting your head in a freezer for 90 minutes, it scares the cold away.
Okay. I love this this hashtag here. It's no X to be quiet. I think it's no times to be quiet.
Okay.
I think it's pretty good. hashtag lesser known cold remedies. And this one is,
very specific.
It is. Take 2 Xanax with 1 ounce of weed or vodka, interchangeable apparently, and don't call anybody for 3 days. That sounds like Friday, actually.
Hey, whatever works.
Yeah. And lastly, here's RMM311. This one, I figured this is how I kind of felt over the last couple days. Just death by catapult. Just get rid of me. Send me over the wall.
Oh, man. Put a fork in it.
Yeah,
you're done.
I'm done. Hey, a couple quick national days. It's National Oysters Rockefeller Day. And I'm sorry, I didn't figure out how to make the I don't know how to make oysters Rockefeller. Do you know what makes it Rockefeller?
No, I don't.
Darn, I should have looked that up. Tomorrow maybe we'll get back to that. This I do know all about, National Bittersweet Chocolate Day. It's National Cut Your Energy Costs Day. So
turn off that light when you're not.
Right? So close that refrigerator door. What is that? And it's National Save the Eagles Day. And, you know, if you want to check out something really cool, the eggs have hatched, but it's called the Southwest Florida Eagle Camp. You can actually search for it on Facebook under that or just find it, do a Google search for that. And they have a camera right up there, and there's two little eaglets that are now out and about. And it's amazing to watch this, you know.
You saw them hatch, right?
I saw one of them hatch, yeah.
Because I know you were talking about it, and I came in the room, and I missed it.
And they have these like every year, you know, but this is just another one. But yes, the eaglets hatched, and it was amazing. And you know what else was amazing? Like seeing the food that the eagle brought up there. There was a dead squirrel in the nest. There was a half a fish in the nest.
Oh, that's
and
right.
It was like, it was leftovers. But yeah, you know, it's really amazing watching wildlife happening right there in front of you. So
yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah. You know what else is pretty cool?
The morning feed.
The morning feed. And you can,
with a shot of vitamin C.
Exactly. Or vodka. And you, know. and you know what? You can hear more of the morning feed. You can also review and subscribe to it on Google Play Music, iTunes, and Stitcher. And you can also check us out on Facebook. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. This has been a Wednesday edition of the morning feed. I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.